The following message is brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton.
You know, and the founding fathers and the founding documents, and it talks about inalienable rights. It talks about God-given rights. See, it's not a government that gives us rights, because it wasn't a government that gave us freedom. It was God. And through Jesus and his spirit inside of us, we have freedom. We have liberty, right? But we also have obligation to serve the King of Kings, and the Lord of Lords. And he tells us how to do it. You know, and sometimes you butt up against situations and circumstances, and you think you're coming against people. You know, it may be, you know, government or stuff. Guys, we're not fighting people. We don't fight people. We love people, right? We love people. And that doesn't mean I like every person the same. I'm not going to lie. But I choose to love everybody. Why? Because who's inside of me? And he gives me that ability, right? So that's what Jim and Misty were talking about. Amen? And it's interesting, you know, as I was looking through all the different tales of George Washington, but, you know, in the different wars and conflicts, he had two horses shot out from under him. He had bullet holes in his coat, four of them, and one in his hat. And one of the Native American guides, Indian guides with him, made it a point to say, there is a creator looking out for this man, and he has a purpose. See, even people that didn't understand the way he believed, because he was a Christian, don't let anybody lie to you, he was a Christian. People that didn't believe the way he did understood that he had a mission. That man had a mission. A God-given mission. And he fulfilled it. Do you also know that he, I'm going to say it this way, he didn't win as many battles as he won. Hear what I say. Because I'm not going to say he lost. Because he didn't lose. But in theory, he lost a lot more battles than he won. I guess I will say it that way. He lost a lot more. Historically, he lost more. But even in his losses, he wasn't losing. Somebody needs to hear that right now. What it looked like in people's eyes wasn't what really was happening. Right? Living a faith-filled life is believing God and obeying him. That's how our nation was established. Believing God. It was all about God. And that's why this nation was established. Understand that. All right. So a little recap from last week. Because we're talking about developing faith. Because your faith has to be developed. It has to be. If you want to live the abundant life that Jesus said he came to give you. Not just the eternal life. He will give you that through faith. Amen? But through developed faith, you'll have abundance in this life. Now, why is that important? So non-believers can see that. They can see the bullet holes in your garments. Amen. Yeah, I'm shot at, but I ain't hit. It may look like I'm losing, but I'm not losing. Amen? Believing and obeying. Faith must be developed. Now, we talked about the first step of faith, of developing your faith last week, and I don't know if I made it super clear, so I'm going to say it again. You know the first part in developing faith? Choosing to, making a choice. You know, you had to make a choice to be saved. Praise God. You had to make a choice to be saved. You chose to confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart he rose from the dead. Now you're saved. Amen. Praise God. And if that's all there was, God would pluck you up, take you to heaven right there, and that'd be the end of it. But that's not all there is. See, we're advancing his kingdom on this earth. His kingdom, the King of Kings. Joshua 24:15 just says, choose this day whom you're going to serve. It all starts with the choice. Who are we going to serve? And then I talked about James 1:2-4. My brethren, count it all joy. That's a choice. It's not a feeling. It's a choice. Count it all joy when you fall into various trials, because guess what? There's resistance in the advancement of the kingdom.
That's right.
Knowing Knowing, that's a key word there. Knowing. Do you know where you know something, Fonso? In your heart. You got to know in your heart. See, when you're saved, your spirit man already knows. The spirit man knows everything. How come? Because the Holy Spirit resides inside of your spirit man, leading you into truth. You got to know in your mind, your will, and your emotions. You got to know that you know that you know. How do you know? Because I know. I'm convinced. I'm fully convinced. And it's in your soul, man, that happens. So you have to know that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience, let another choice, have its perfect work that you may be perfect, complete, and lacking nothing. That is development. That's what I preached about last week. Remember I talked about the definition of stubborn? And I asked how many people have been called stubborn? Yeah, we ain't looking anywhere, huh? But then I define stubborn, having or showing a dogged determination not to change one attitude or position on something. Now, it's usually a negative something. That's why it has a negative connotation. But see, I want us to have a dogged determination in our faith in him. I have a dogged determination that I'm going to follow him regardless of what it looks like or what it feels like. Because I've made a choice. Again, we will choose to allow God's word to define us or allow all the other voices that are yelling and screaming and talk about you to define you. And you get to choose. So that was the first one. First step in developing faith, make a choice. Make a choice. Because people are watching. And you say, well, I'm not doing it for people. No, you're doing it for the King. And who do I represent? The King of Kings. I do it for him. I'm not trying to show off, but I'm also trying to show whom I believe in. Amen? It should come off of me. That fruit should be coming off of me. They shouldn't be able to walk by the Monty tree and say, I don't know what kind of tree that is. No, they should look and say, those are some nice apples. Look at them apples. So pretty. You didn't know I was an apple tree, huh? There'll be fruit coming off of us because of who's inside of me. Not because of me, because of who's inside of me. Praise God. So the second step of developing faith, and Jim and Misty are going to love this, open your mouth.
Amen.
Open your mouth. You have to. You have to open your mouth. If you're going to develop faith, you're going to open your mouth. And you know what? It's going to feel stupid. Why do I have to do this? I don't have to do this. I don't want to open my mouth. Well, you better. Because if you want developed faith, you're going to have to open your mouth. You had to open your mouth when you were saved because Romans 10, 8 through 10. But what does it say? The word is near you. It's in your mouth and it's in your heart.
Yes.
That's the word of faith which we preach. Verse 9, that if you, have anybody ever heard this? That if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you will be saved. Whoo. Whoo. It's not a little weight of good and bad deeds. It's not about this or that. It's about Jesus and who I believe. Amen? And then I speak it. For with the heart one believes unto righteousness. Listen to this. And with the mouth, confession is made to salvation. Amen? So if I'm going to confess and believe for my eternal well-being, right? And I know that I know that I know that when I die and expire, don't be sad for me. Don't be sad for me. I know where I'm going. Amen? But if I can have that faith for my eternity, I can have that faith today, right now, regardless of circumstance, regardless of situation, regardless of the people coming against me, saying all the crazy stuff they say, or you know, the government looking this way or looking that way, don't make any difference what it looks like. Faith isn't my eyes. It's what I choose to believe. It's who I choose to believe. Amen? Okay. Let's go to Matthew 12:34. Now Jesus is talking. He's talking to the Pharisees. He calls them brood of vipers. That was pretty strong words. How can you, being evil, speak good things? Listen to this. For out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. What you believe is going to come out of your mouth. How many times have I said that? Out of the abundance of your heart, it's going to come out of your mouth. It's going to come out of your mouth. And when pressure comes, it's going to squeeze it right out of you. Oop. Oop. you know, mama has a new baby. You know, and dad's, you know, she feeds the baby, gets them all fed. And what does dad want to do? Grab the baby and shake it around. And bleep. I had a permanent stain right here. You know what I'm talking about? Right there. I had a permanent stain for like 5 years. Bloop. Right? Little squeeze. Bloop. There's pressure and resistance coming against you. Whatever's inside of you is going to come out of you. When I hear words coming out of my mouth that don't line up with God's word, and they do, they come out once in a while. And I already knew it was there because I felt it. Has anybody driven I-25 going north? Has anyone been driving it with a trailer to go pick up a broke down car? I have. Pressure. What's coming out of my mouth? See, we all know faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. That's Romans 10:17. Funny how it's just down the road from these scriptures, right? Just right here along the path. Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. You know, you're hearing yourself more than you're hearing anybody else. Did you know that? That's right. You're hearing yourself, whether it's internal dialogue or external, but the external has a ton of power. But you know the external began with the internal? Did that make sense? I'm smart that way, huh? It started in here before it ever came out here. And when I say in here, it's your soul, man. You'll speak what you've been thinking. That's why you got to guard your thoughts. If you want developed faith, you've got to speak what God says. Does it start sometimes a little bit mechanical? Yes, it does. I can promise you, mechanical. I can say our scripture confessions. I can say them. I can say them. I can say the ones out of the book I've been reading for 20 years. I don't have to have the book in front of me. I wear it out. But I say what God says. Why? Because I need to hear. I'm not saying that. Hear. I need to hear what he's saying so that it comes out of here. You know, in Proverbs 13:3, if you read it in the Passion, it says, guard your lips, guard your words, you'll guard your life. Why? Because my shield of faith is guarding me, and I'm speaking and building up that faith that God's already given me. But I have to be speaking what he says, because it's his word that builds my faith. Amen? That's why it's critical, people. Again, you know, I'm a super intelligent master counselor. Did you know that? Here's my problem. Blah. Here's your scripture confession book. Yay. I get funny looks all the time. And I usually tell them, I say, you do this for 1 week and come back and talk to me. But you do it. What do? You have to choose. Are you going to do it or are you not going to do it? Oh, that's too simple. Really? I mean, I'm not saying, I could have given you the Bible and said, go speak it. And that would have been good. But that scripture confession book dials it into your situation, your circumstance. You know, they needed favor to create this nation. They needed favor of God, didn't they? They needed favor of God. I need favor of God every day. But you know what's good? He affords that to me. Because he says that I have favor that surrounds me like a shield. Thank God. You need favor to get up a one-lane road and get to a place where daddy can put you on a trailer, huh? You need some favor. When the car ain't moving and ain't running and you got a one-lane road, you're talking to Jesus. Jesus, we gotta get this car up here. Daddy's talking to Jesus because I gotta get the trailer hooked up to get up there. We need favor in every situation and circumstance of our life. We gotta speak that favor. 2 Corinthians 4:13. And since we have the same spirit of faith, according to what is written, I believed and therefore I speak. We also believe and therefore we speak. Faith and confession is together tied in God's word all over the place. Because there's power in the tongue. Words to give life or words to give death. We speak life. We speak God's word. We speak abundant life, too, in every situation, every circumstance. This isn't just hokey stuff, guys. I promise you it isn't. Because if you've ever been in a tight spot where you have to have your soul prospering, I will prosper and be in health as my soul prospers. As my soul prospers. How does my soul prosper? By God's word getting into me. But what happens when it fills me up in my heart? It comes out of my mouth. It has to. Why? Because that's what God says. Why do you think all the positive, you know, Zig Ziglars and, you know, all the positive, you know, you speak, you know, your future in front of you, you know. You guys kind of know what I'm talking about. It was kind of big in the 90s and 80s and a couple years ago. Right? But there was, like, there was fruit of that movement. Why? All they were saying is what God had said. Even people who didn't have real faith saw fruit because all they were doing was applying some of God's law and they saw something come out of it. But as we, people of faith, with the Holy Spirit inside of us, speaking the truth as we're led into truth, all power is afforded to us. All power in heaven is afforded to us. But see, that faith, you got to start with faith. But remember, believe, faith, and then obey. You see, I don't have faith for something God ain't said. That's good English. I had good English teachers. I actually really did. I feel bad. I don't represent them well. I'm not going to have faith for something God isn't saying. I've had to learn that too. I remember praying for stuff. And finally God said, what are you praying for? I don't want that for you. Well, then I don't want it. Good job. Yeah. I got something way better for you. And you know what? He did. Every single time. So my faith turns into works, but they're not my works. They're not inspired here. They're inspired here. He feeds them into here. I speak them here, and then I walk them out. I don't care what situation, circumstance you're in. That's how it works. Because how did God create anything? Let's go to Proverbs 18, 20 and 21. I'm in the Amplified. And man's moral self shall be filled with the fruit of his mouth. And with the consequence of his words, he must be satisfied with the good or evil. Meaning you're going to get what you say.
That's right.
That's what it means. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they who indulge of it shall eat the fruit of it. Death or life? Choose this day. Who are you going to serve? You're choosing life when you crucify the flesh. That's why Paul talks about, you know, we're dying all day for you. Why? Because he was crucifying his flesh all the time. Why? Because he had a calling. And what did Case say? We all have a calling. Matthew 17. 19 and 20. Then the disciples came to Jesus privately and they said, why could we not cast out this certain demon? And Jesus said, because of your unbelief. For assuredly I say to you, if you have faith as a mustard seed, you will say to this mountain. It started with a belief. I've got to believe what God's saying. And then what's the action? I say to the mountain. I say to the mountain. Move from here to there. And it will move and nothing will be impossible to you. See in Zechariah 4:7 it says, for who are you, O great mountain of human obstacles? How many people have some human obstacles in their life? Everybody. Everybody. Who are you, great mountain of human obstacles, before Zerubbabel, something, who with Joshua had led the return of the exiles from Babylon and was undertaking the rebuilding of the temple before him. You think there wasn't some obstacles? And he calls them human obstacles. You add people to your equation, it gets funny. I use funny in a very broad sense. Amen. Look what it says to that mountain. You shall become a plain, a mere molehill, and he shall bring forth the finishing gable stone of a new temple. Listen to this. With loud shoutings of the people crying, grace, grace to the mountain. Somebody needs to start speaking favor, favor to this human obstacle that's in front of me. Favor. That's what grace means. Unmerited favor too. I didn't have to go buy it at Walmart. It was given to me by the Creator. But I've got to speak that. I got to keep speaking this so my faith is developed. Because guess what? There's resistance to your faith. There's resistance to your faith. There's an enemy that is resisting your progress in this world. Resisting the progress of your children, your family. That's why speak the name of Jesus to your family. You bet. Yeah, I'm speaking to all y'all. But you're all my family. So I speak it to you. But not only that, I speak grace to you. I speak grace to you. Favor. Favor from God to mow down any mountain that looks impossible to climb. You know, one time I preached about, you know, how many times are we going to go around that mountain? Go around that mountain over and over. And then pretty soon you decide, okay, I'm not going to go around this mountain anymore. I'm going to go over it. Which, okay, that was a step of developing faith, right? I'm going to go over it. You know, mountains are tall and they're hard to get over. I've climbed a few. You've climbed a few. Develop faith means I'm not even going to climb this mountain. I'm going to speak to it. I'm going to speak to it and have it removed. I'm going to use the power God gave me, operating in faith, to remove the obstacle that the enemy's putting against me. And when I hear words that aren't faith words coming out of my mouth, I'm going to go to my heart and say, heart, listen up. We're going to believe what God says. I'm not going to believe what my eyes see. I'm not going to believe even what my body feels. I'm not going to believe that. Because feelings change. What my eyes see changes. Like I've always said, facts change. The truth doesn't change. See, facts of situations, I'm not denying the fact. I'm not denying there's pain or something going on. I'm not denying that. I'm not going to sit here and say, nope, nope, nope. I used to do that too. I don't hurt. I ain't sick. I'd be sick as all get out and I'd say I wasn't sick. I had some dog determination. I just didn't have any understanding. I understand there's facts of your situation. I empathize with that. Sometimes I sympathize. Sometimes I empathize. Whatever the case may be. But in either situation, you speak the truth over the facts until the facts line up with the truth every single time. And you can't stop. And you can't stop. Because when is faith? It's right now. And it's always now. And it's always coming. And how does it come? Faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of the Lord. It's always coming because I'm hearing the word coming inside of me. When I come up against resistance, I come against an obstacle, God's word wells up inside of me by his spirit, and it's got to come out of my mouth. In that situation, that circumstance. Because if it doesn't, something else will probably come out of your mouth. And I've been there too. And when you say those things that you didn't want to say, but you said them anyway, you say, Lord Jesus, forgive me of that. Cast that down in the name of Jesus. Admit it, quit it, forget it, and say something good on top of it. Let's go. Amen? Because what did Jim and Missy read? Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. But if I'm going to be in Christ Jesus, let's walk it out. I'm not saying perfectly, because guess what? You're not going to. You know why I know that? Because I'm not either. But I'm a little better today than I was yesterday. I'm going to be a little better tomorrow. 5 years from now, by the grace of God, by the favor of God, I'm going to be better. Because of who's inside of me. Not because of me. But it's not just who's inside of you. It's who I choose to follow. Let's finish with this. Now, faith is the assurance Anybody want to be assured? I like being assured. It's the confirmation, the title deed of the things we hope for. Remember, hope isn't a wish. It's expecting great things. I expect great things. The proof of things we do not see. And the conviction of their reality. It's faith perceiving as a real fact what is not revealed to the senses. Doesn't matter what I see, doesn't matter what I feel. For by faith and trust and holy fervor born of faith, the men of old had divine testimony born to them and obtained a good report. By faith we understand, listen to this, that the worlds during the successive ages were framed, they were fashioned, they were put in order and equipped for their intense purposes by what? The word of God. So that what we see was not made out of things which are visible. I've said it many times, every scientist, every professor that I had going through all the different colleges and degrees and stuff, even the ones who were atheists, well, I'm going to call them, they were pre-Christian, because they knew there was a creator. They knew. How come? Because to be objective and to understand the way things are formed, there had to be a creator. Now, praise God, we know who that creator is. But there's people that don't know who he is. Now, inside of themselves, God put it in them to come home. Because he loved every one of his kids, all of them. He wants them home. But Satan lied to them, and they believed the lie. Then they start talking the lie. Then they start living the lie. And honestly, it's kind of a miserable existence when you talk to them. And they know that there is a truth out there. And they know that they don't know the truth because they don't know who the truth is. How are they going to know the truth? Because the Spirit of truth is going to draw them. And the king is advancing his kingdom through his followers. That's us. We serve the king. We're advancing his kingdom. And we're professing Christ every moment we're out there in the world. We are. I'm not saying I do it perfectly. Lord, forgive me. But I'm going to keep doing it. And so are you. Every person you come into contact with, there's an opportunity. And understand me. I'm not saying grab them by the shoulders and say you need Jesus. Although that's happened. But it was a rare circumstance. And you should have seen his eyes go like that. And he accepted. Because God said to do it, right? See, it's all about what God says, not what Monty says. I don't ever go into a situation or circumstance planning too much of anything. I'm kind of a rough outline kind of guy. Even my messages, I don't know what I'm going to say. I'm okay with that. As long as he knows and as long as I'm hearing what he is saying. Does that make sense? Because that's where the life is. It's in him. It's not about some preacher, you know, that can tell a good story or, you know, sound good. Or whatever, you know, praise God for that. Don't get me wrong, there's giftings and callings. But it's about who's inside of them and what's coming out of their mouth. Is it the truth of God's word? If that's it, praise God, there'll be life that comes from it. Amen? There will be, every single time, right? So as we declare and decree God's word over this region, we expect life to be advancing in this region. The life of God, the abundant life that's knit and tied together by love. We have communion today too, huh?
Thank you for listening to this message brought to you by the Lighthouse Church of Raton. For more information, check out our website at www.lighthouseraton.com or find us on Facebook at facebook.com/lighthouseraton. Please join us in person at 10 a.m. Sunday mornings at our new location, 1310 South 2nd Street in Raton, New Mexico. You can support the Lighthouse Radio Ministry by giving online at www.lighthouseraton.com or send a check to 1310 South 2nd Street, Raton, New Mexico, 87740. You are the peace in my troubled sea. Whoa, you are the peace in my troubled sea.
To shore, safe to shore, safe to shore, safe to shore. I won't feel what tomorrow.